This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. In keeping with previous programs where we have addressed immortality, we are going to discuss the following expressions: everlasting, forever, forever and ever, and similar phrases. In the majority of occurrences, these are translations of the Greek word aeon and the Hebrew word olam. The King James has translated the word aeon by the words world, course, age, eternal, and in conjunction with prepositions apo, from, and ek, out of, and eis, into, it gives us, since the world began, from the beginning of the world, forever, forevermore, forever and ever, while the world standeth. They translate the adjective aeonios, eternal and everlasting. Now, if we do not have a doctrinal statement to uphold, we may wonder how it came to be that one word can be translated since the world began and also world without end, or how the word can be translated world, which had a beginning, and at the same time be translated eternal. In Matthew 24:3, we read about the end of the world. The word world is aeon in Greek. This clearly shows that the word aeon has an end. But when we turn to the very next chapter, Matthew 25:46, we find that aeon, when it becomes an adjective aeonios, is translated everlasting. Now, how in the world is it possible that one word can mean a limited period and eternity at the same time? Only by blind tradition. The mistranslation of this word, aeon, is another example of man's foolish pride. Man looks forward into the future and backward into the past. Ages stretch away on both sides, and because man does not see an end, he calls the space, which exceeds his tiny perspective, eternity. But to God, they are just links in the chain of the ages during which he deals with men, angels, and the universe. The Hebrew equivalent to aeon is olam. It is used in connection with God and man. For example, the psalmist says God is from everlasting, and in 1 Samuel, the Amalekites were of old. These are just two references, but when we examine all the references, we see an amazing inconsistency. When olam is used of God, it is always everlasting, but when it's used of men, it's never everlasting. Why? Because in not one case will the sense ever bear it. Man and his history do not date back to some eternity past. So question, if we had translated those words regarding man's past from everlasting, like in the cases when used of God, would we not be accused of tampering with the prerogative of God? Of course we would. We would be called heretics if we said the Amalekites were from everlasting instead of old. If that is the case, why are we not accused of heresy when we use it regarding man's future? Did you get that? We never translate olam when used of man as eternity when referring to his past, yet when it is used of man's future, it is translated eternal or everlasting. Strange, isn't it? Sometimes the Greek word aeon is in the plural and the genitive case. If the singular means forever, what does the plural mean? Forevers? Or eternities of eternities? We will never arrive at the end of one eternity, let alone start another. If we simply translate the word age, we will not have these ridiculous problems. The root idea of the word olam is something secret or hidden, because the amount of time is hidden, secret, or unrevealed. But man, in his arrogance, has jumped to the conclusion that because he can't see the end, therefore there is no end. Olam and aeon signify a limited period of time which is hidden from man. Christ is a priest forever, literally for an age, that is the 1,000-year reign. He will no longer be a priest in the new heavens and new earth. That role will not be needed. But he is king forever and ever, that is, to the age of the age. That is, he is king for both the 1,000-year reign and the new heavens and new earth. He is king longer than he is a priest. See Hebrews for the details. Now all these problems are fixed in the margins of the companion Bible. Get a copy. Now, some may think that the eternal security of the believer is affected by this. It's not. This question is settled because in resurrection we will be immortal. The Lord Jesus said, "Because I live, ye also shall live." So God is the God of the ages. That is, he is in control of every detail and is working out his purposes during the ages. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.